Last winter, we brought you the story of a community of unhoused people living in a public park in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. 7 months later, they're still there, despite renewed efforts from the city to remove them. It was a long winter for the handful of Pittsfielders living in the makeshift village tucked into the woods of Springside Park.
Oh, it was brutal, I'll give you that much. It was wicked brutal.
Paul is one of the five people now calling the 240-acre park just north of downtown home. They opted to live outside in the spring of 2020, rather than face what they considered threatening conditions in city shelters when the COVID-19 pandemic began.
Just living in that cold, negative degree weather all the time. Snow you have to dump off. No, nobody helped us. Dumping snow. Imagine getting up at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock or even earlier every morning to get the tent, to get knock snow off your tent, you know, because you're afraid it's going to collapse on top of you and you freeze to death. You know, that's what these people don't understand. We don't have it easy out here. They think we have it easy out here. We don't.
When WAMC last visited the encampment, inhabitants were facing a deadline from Pittsfield to leave the park on December 1st. It came and went with no action from the city. Now, the Springsiders say representatives from the city, including Park, Open Space, and Natural Resource Program Manager Jim McGrath, the Sheriff's Department, and area human services nonprofits are again pushing them to vacate.
We don't have options. And on Thursday, they told us they were wanted to take our stuff out of here and force us off the property. We have nowhere to go.
Michelle Matthews.
That was nice of them to offer to help us. Where were they taking us? I don't know. They don't know. We've had two meetings. They said we had multiple meetings. Two is not multiple. Two is a couple. And the first meeting, you suggested this. And on the second meeting, you said, no, nothing happening. We can't help you. We're sorry. You got to go.
Pittsfield has installed a no overnight camping sign in the park on the path that leads to the encampment, which is now over a year old. Michelle says the city is offering to pay their rents for a year if they can find living spaces elsewhere.
You don't think that if I couldn't find an apartment, I went and take that deal? Think about it. Free rent a year. It's not happening like that. Like, there's nothing out there. And then, on top of it, when you say to them, what's your current address, Springside Park, that doesn't look so well to a landlord. Let's be honest. So, and because of COVID, landlords have started wanting to see that you have double to triple the amount of income, of rent in income coming in every month so that you're guaranteed to pay the rent. And I understand that, I get that, but some people, I think $800 a month.
They really haven't given us much options. We talked about it, talk, that's all we did.
Again, Paul.
But there were no results. And then, like I said before, they come down here at like 9 o'clock this morning and say, all right, pack your shit, get out. You know, it's like, okay, well, if you do that, where the hell are we going to go? Well, you got to figure that out.
The city of Pittsfield canceled a scheduled WAMC interview with McGrath about this story and provided the following written statement in lieu of a comment from McGrath or Mayor Linda Tyer. Quote, we continue to be actively engaged with the five individuals at Springside Park by informing them of, as well as offering, assistance and a multitude of resources for the next steps ahead. This work is ongoing. For Michelle, who suffers from a variety of illnesses as well as a recent fracture from a bike accident, the idea of leaving the park is no more realistic now than it was in December.
I don't understand how anyone can look themselves in the face in the morning when they know they just threw out 60-year-old people, just threw out homeless 60-year-old homeless people. They had nowhere to go, so you just bullied them. This park belongs to the city, but I'm part of the city. How does it not belong to me, too? I'm not wanting to live here. These aren't houses. These are tents. It is very embarrassing to be in this situation. It's embarrassing my family. My family sees this. I have a lot of kids.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.